Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm your host, Letitia Peter. Thank you for joining us. We had a long day today, and we prayed for American and American and also for everyone in the world. God, forgive me this idea to do this. Because it also gave me an opportunity to see who is with me and who forgives me. On my Facebook page. America is in an international and national crisis. And we cannot just pray anymore. Because some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. And that's from Mark 9:29 and Matthew 17:21. So that's what we started off doing today. We prayed for America, past, present, and future. And we ask God for forgiveness. And we dismantle demonic altars, demonic ordinances. They need to be destroyed. and rebuke and bind powers, principalities, everything from these creatures that we declare in the tree that they have fallen off their throne. We rebuke and bind Beelzebub, prince of the devils, spirits of the devils, demonic spirits, evil spirits, familiar spirits, foul spirits, unclean spirits, wicked spirits, seducer spirits, death and devil spirits, spirit of murder, sickness and diseases, of the people. And then we started doing an accessory prayer for our intercessors who are praying for America, praying about America. And also, we use your mind as a prayer. And then we destroy all demonic doorways, passageways, portals, vortexes that we open up, that others open up. And then we pray that in part of prayer number one, standing in agreement with all godly prayers and supplications, embodying all ungodly prayers and supplications, loosing the blood of Yeshua, Yeshua's glory, and the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for blessing America. And we surrender America past, present, and future to Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost. And we repent that as forgiveness and reconcile with God. We did basically the same thing with the intercession for Chapter 1 in every nation, city, country, and island, or all seven continents, Africa, Antarctica, Asia, Australia, Europe, North America, and South America. We did the same thing with matter, demonic order, satanic order, satanic order and food, all powers, principalities fall off their thrones. We did the same thing. And we pray for the peace in Israel that will not attach, attack their children, family, businesses, ministries, marriages, relationships, health. And then we did deliverances. Then we ask people to pray on their own starting at 2:45 a.m. before the 3 o'clock, which is double hour, which that Satan and his devils like to mark Yeshua Jesus 2:00 at 3 p.m. So we find rebuke and cast out those devils in this matter of satanic ordinances. We use the same prayer ideals from at midnight, this matter of demonic altars, satanic altars, demonic doorways, passageways, whirlways, vortexes, can bind a witchcraft, idolatry, casting out devils, rebuking devils, binding devils. We have between 3 to 4 to feel resistance between the spiritual and natural world realm. And then between, and after that, say 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. to get to the sound and blow the shofar. And that's what we should be doing at happy hours, blowing the shofar. People should pray for themselves and establish a relationship with God in time with God. And use the shofar as a time to praise God. And I see Numbers 10:9, if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then you should blow in the long with the trumpet. And you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you should be saved from your enemy. So, and people should do self-discipline for themselves, and by putting on the full armor of God first, you rebuke, bind, and cast out all devils, including and they should do it from the time when they were in my womb, when they were a baby, child, teen, young adult, and adult up to the present age and time. They should pray for all men, enemies. Pray to be more worthy of your calling. Pray that you receive the gift of discernment so that you can quickly recognize the enemy and his tactics. Pray for Israel, the Lord's Prayer, which is God's prayer. And that you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. These are just some prayer ideas. And you use prayer number one, the Saint Believer's Commitment Prayer at www.manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. And then at 10 a.m., the church, its leaders, members, and the unity of the church. It's time that the church demonstrate power, use more of the supernatural, to listen to many people. Mature because we are not demonstrating the power of the Word of God. If you're not demonstrating the power, what good is it? You're not using it. And if I follow the current teachings of the church, my family and I will be dead. But for years, God sent me some anointed men and women who are teaching the Word of God, especially supernatural, that church needs to teach on what Jesus' ministry was about. Guillermo Maldonado of King Jesus Ministry says, you know, anyone who has died, they'll raise them from the dead. God had me living a fasted life for years. I didn't understand why he wanted me to drive 2 hours away instead of going to my family church, which was only 15 minutes away. And he told me because I outgrew that church. And for years, after he showed me some things in the Bible about trees, and you should not be putting up a Christmas tree celebrating Christmas. But for years, taking us not for meetings, for doing, for interceding for him. And unfortunately, the enemy retaliated against him. And went after his family members, his loved ones. Same thing happened to me. My parents, I was rebuking, whining, and losing these devils, which I learned at DemonBuster.com. DemonBuster.com is a great reference. www.demonbuster.com. It's a great reference. It's time to clean up the church from the inside out by manifesting the whole truth. Church has become a church full of nepotism, traditions, aids, and doctrines of devils. And they made these traditions into law, just like the Catholic Church. Followers would obey them. The Word of God has authority over traditions, rituals, and man-made laws, and not the other way around. The Word of God has not been taught to save the lives of God's people, and as a result, they are dying prematurely. No more law teachings have teachings, and no teachings will be taught. And Jesus Yeshua's ministry was threefold. He taught the miracles and healing and cast out devils. So we need to pray for the ministry, pastors, and more people to preach the gospel. We are ambassadors for the kingdom. And we need to pray for the unity of the church and the spirit. Jews and Gentiles are baptized into one body. And we need to pray for them because some of them are being attacked too. So they need to confess, repent, and confess their sins and ask for God's forgiveness. in cash the prayer. One is the two-page sign. I know I didn't know that sin was not about doing what's right. To know to do good and not do it is a sin. And that saints should pray for each other. The elders of the church should pray for its members. And we should pray especially for the persecuted and tortured saints, that we would do greater work than Yeshua did, because he will go before his Father. We need to ask forgiveness if there's evil in the church. And we need to get that all out of the church first before we even start any services. Because I'm not sure, the more I think about it, who are we praying to when we don't do that? Anoint the church. They don't even have live flowers in the church. They're flowers. It's his church. He likes life. A living God, not a dead God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So get rid of those fake flowers. I brought the flowers for because God said he wanted some flowers in his church. They were beautiful flowers. The name in all inhabitants, atheists, unbelievers, unsaved, wicked, and evil. And cast out devils on them, Matthew 17:21, and Mark 9:29. Pray for their salvation, Romans 10:1. And we use the same for the cause we've done for others, using the midnight and cheers of God. And the deliverance should be done on them. Just like the deliverance should be done on everyone that we pray for. Some cases, if it involves yourself, you should do self-deliverance on yourself. And you will act as intercessor for them. The new, all inhabitants, the median poor, Deuteronomy 15:11, Isaiah 10:2, and 41:17, 9:18, 35:10, 72:12-14, and 82:3, and Matthew 25:34-40. The orphan, the homeless, the unemployed, prisoner, and the oppressed, Ecclesiastes 5:8. We should pray for all of them. Intercede and bless them with pressing blessing. Around the blessed for Numbers 6:24-26. And do deliverance on it. And if you combine all of them with using midnight and the next set of people who are going to pray for the next hour at 1 p.m. is all inhabitants, middle class, rich, Proverbs 14:20. Business owners, employees, community of distance, races and cultures. If you combine all curses that have been put on African Americans. Do you think? And thank you, God, for delivering us out of the hands of our enemies. Doing deliverance and self-deliverance and intercession. And to Him, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we are worshiping, praising, and praying to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We are after forgiveness. If anyone was, or as a man or angel with God the Father or Son, because they are not the enemy. And only Son to die for our sins and for the comforter of the Holy Ghost. John 3:16. And thank Yeshua for laying His life down for all mankind and dying at 3 p.m. to destroy the work of Satan. And pray to be baptized with the gift of the Holy Ghost. manifestthetruth.com/tip.html. Here's some scripture, James 5:13-16, Acts 4:29-20, 30, and 28:8. Deliverance should be done. And it's up to others and to feed and bless them. Amen. I have protocols and prayers for raising my dad at manifestthetruth.com/trip. trip.html. So manifestthetruth.trip.html. And it's the same thing. And we do all of that on the U.S. call number 641-715-0865, office code AM to 4 PM. Office code is 557-452-POUND, and we also have the international call-in numbers, which is on the website manifestthetruth.com/urgent-call, the number 4, USA, May 2018.html, and also on the Healer Nation Movement Facebook group page. And we all have information. About the event. On those two websites. And then from 4 to 10. You use the same U.S. call number. It's 417150865. And access code is 104870#. And you limit 1,000 participants. Starting with 4 p.m., the nation's leaders and the government and their staff turn direction and we do deliverance, intercession, and blessing using the protocol from the midnight. Entry. And you should also use scripture about praying for the rulers and stuff, praying for the government. 5 p.m., the military, law enforcement, firemen, firewomen, veterans, and their families, anyone on public service. That's who we're basically praying for this. And then at 1 p.m., we call for justice and plead for truth against all injustices, past and present. And we just basically extend what we pray for at the end of prayer number one. And we just conclude so much more to pray for. Everything that we think this could be might be an agenda call for justice and plea for truth, which is the opposite of Isaiah 59:4, that no one offered justice and plea for truth. Past and present. And then we start to see the children. Starting with at 7 p.m. The babies in the rooms, the newborns, the toddlers, and the children, because they are vulnerable to the trick of the devil. Intercession. Asking out devils, deliverances, there are some key factors such as diseases, depression, suicide, bullying, mental illness, and blasphemy. And the parents of guardians should surrender into and the children learn to pray such a fast prayer. And memorize it if she was only 5 years old, 5, 6 years old. Every time she was sleeping, she would say, Auntie, can you pray the prayer to fast prayer? At 8 p.m., with teens and young adults. And they are vulnerable to the tricks of the devil. The devil wants your most vulnerable asset, your soul. So, intercede, cast out devils, sickness, disease, depression. Now drugs, suicide, bullying, mental illness, and bless them. They mental illness. Go to CCHR.org. It's not real. Your children have no mental illness. It's a game. It's all about selling drugs. parents and guardians to surrender them to God. The Jewish household on the Sabbath, on Friday night, the head of the household left the children out to do it. On that today too, I bless the children. And you can read about it at manifestthetruth.com/Sabbath.html. And teens can learn to pray the Shabbat prayer and the Lord's Prayer. And they can do deliverances on themselves. And parents need to do deliverances on them. The Nagyam did harm our families, relationships, marriages, and breaking generational curses for sins of the fathers. They're using the same thing with doing deliverances, intercession, passing out devils. Some of this is coming from generations. It's generational. And now, Cynthia, you go to blogtalkradio.com/isam, because God is and I am. Is am. And listen in chat at blogtalkradio.com/isam. Or call in to listen 347-677-1955. And you can listen to the archive show at the same website. blogtalkradio.com/isam and select the right episode. We are worshiping, praising, praying for thanksgiving to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will pray for everyone who we pray for today. Worship, praise, and pray for thanksgiving to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank God for saving America by not removing the heads of protection from around America. If I answer our prayers and supplications so that people are delivered, saved, healed, and raised from the dead. You're the one who interceded. With us today. God bless you. Even though there were plenty of my Facebook friends and family on line today, how many of them actually joined me interceding? Or join me in a call. 90% of them will go to church tomorrow, which is not the Sabbath, to celebrate God instead of keeping it holy today. Jesus is the Son of the Living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done today.
Thank you for opening doors that cannot be opened and closing doors that need to be closed. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're the living God. Hallelujah, Lord. The people will change. Oh, Lord, I have one faithful friend tell me that they were praying for me today. I thank you, Lord, for Alonzo. Oh, my Lashita, the Lashita. Thank you for Brother Alonzo. And for everyone who prayed for me today, Lord. I'm sure there were people praying against me. Oh, that's why I see that I said. Like Alonzo didn't come on, but hallelujah. But I stayed in this bedroom. God knows my heart. Sounded the shofar. I had Brother Carlos first, and I was standing in agreement with them. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for delivering people from these devils, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they have more knowledge about what's going on. Lord, we know how awesome the Lord is. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the work of the enemy. Destroying the defeat Satan and his devils in America and in everyone who is living in America. And in name we should destroy Satan. Ordinances destroy the Lord in the name of the Lord. It's finished. The spirit of Christ, the spirit of the Lord. Spirit, you got spirit, the blood of Yeshua, the Holy Ghost of God, your glory. We lose it in America and on every person in America. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Lord, let them receive it in the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done and for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we know we shipped it out of here today. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, devils, hallelujah. Powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual rulers, and I say it's falling off their throne. It's falling off their throne. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, the bells of us. Senses of it, all of it, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Send us to the kitchen, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Oh, Lord, we pray. We pray before you're going to say it. No matter what you think you say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for sending the Lord and angels to protect us. Thank you, Lord, for my life to be that aspect. I command everybody to have the optimal health. We command, oh, Lord, our enemy, the atheist, the unsaved. Bless the people with eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts that will seek God in truth. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Yeshua. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for your beloved Son, your one and only Son, for laying his life down for all of mankind, and not just for Jewish people, but it was for all of mankind. Sins and sicknesses and diseases to destroy the work of the thief Satan and his
come against that today, Lord. We come against that every day, but really today on this Sabbath day, because this is the Sabbath. That people, no more wrong teachings or half teachings, no more just feel good messages, but the Word of God. We're bringing down supernatural healing. Be healed instantaneously. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do in the name of Yeshua. That the enemy can no longer stop your plans in our lives. That people will not give up when they're so close, because that's when the enemy hits the hardest, in the name of Yeshua. We love you, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Gumala shiri da shira Yahweh. Gumala shiri da Yeshua. Gumala shiri. Holy Ghost and fire. Oh Lord, we thank you. We could not have done this without you. Yes, Lord. Release it, Lord. Release it. Yes, Lord. Release it. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. We're waiting, expecting your blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We're expecting blessings on all people. This shift in the atmosphere. Lord. Yes, Lord, we're thankful. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us another chance. Lord, we're turning back to you. We're turning back to you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're working all the curses that the enemy is going to do to everybody else. You're still going to start the moment of life you wanted to be there. Hallelujah. It is your divine. There is a righteousness, and this is there is a righteousness in America. And it just stands down, and then it just pours through the blood of Yeshua, the fire, the Holy Ghost, and the power that has touched Yeshua in America. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for hearing. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hear me. And you don't have to ask me for prayers, Lord. Hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The family, Lord. Thank
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We give you all the praise, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We so blessed that we do the best of us. I think we feel so we stand in the depth. We stand in the depth. We all the stretches that's been held up. Hallelujah. We need to be here.
all their filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the spirit of your God in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us today, interceding with me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I declare me being shifted. We say thank you, Lord. The atmosphere has been shifted in the heavenly and in America now, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. That more people will return back to God. Turn back to you, God, that the nations will stand up and take action, Lord. No more that the church will take action because they are the only ones who can stand against the beast, Satan, and his devil. Oh, Lord, and when? Allah, it's time for us to take a rightful place in the world, the church. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, she did it after that. Thank you, Lord. It's finished, Lord. This time is the kingdom of power and the glory forever. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We brought down heaven down to earth today, Lord. To give us our debts, to forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's finished. Amen, amen, amen. It's been done, Lord. You get the glory. You get the glory. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You get the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we made it, Lord. We did it. We did it, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord.
this sentence in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Hallelujah. We just say thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. It's finished. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's finished. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's destroyed. Every yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. Every chain is broken. Thank you, Lord. It's finished in the name of Yeshua. Let's just say it.